Welcome to Kitchen Sink Yoga for the Everyday Goddess. Thank you for joining us today. So we've come to the section of Sink Asana, our practice of empowering postures and affirmations. So join me over in the sink area of your kitchen. And we'll start just by standing with our back to the sink. So you can use the sink in a couple of ways to really just add a little bit of stability to the posture for yourself and some support. So just lean into the back of the cabinet right below the sink there and face away from it. And bring your feet so that they're hips width apart and parallel to each other. Take a moment to just soften your knees just a little micro bend and feel the energy of your feet and legs go down and connect to the earth. I want you to feel rooted and solid. Press your feet a little deeper down and begin to elongate and lengthen your spine upward toward the sky. Press the crown of the head up toward the ceiling. Release the shoulders away from your earlobes. And just experience the awesome power of standing on your own two feet. And we'll repeat the affirmation out loud together once, and then you can say it silently to yourself once. Rooted in mountain pose. I am solid and strong as a mountain. And big deep breath in through the nose, sigh it all out through the mouth. One more breath like that. Big inhale through the nose. Exhale, sigh it all out, soft jaw. Awesome. Pressing the feet even deeper into the earth, lengthen and elongate the spine. Feel the energy of the upper body extending toward the sky. Bring your right hand to your belly, your left hand to your heart. And just begin to experience the movement of your breath. Just feeling that sensation of the inhalation and the exhalation. Letting your mind and body attune to that rhythmic pulsation, that wave-like movement of breath. Inhaling from the belly to the chest, and exhaling from the chest to the belly. Just letting the breath be full and natural and deep. And on the next exhalation, take your arms out wide to the side, like goalpost arms, or sometimes we call this goddess arms. So elbows are bent and the palms are facing forward. Take a big deep breath in and open the chest. And as you exhale, bring the palms to touch, bring the elbows to touch in front of the heart center. Inhale, big deep breath in. Press the arms away from you, back into goalpost, like you were pressing open some big doorway into the temple of your body. Exhale, bring the hands back to center, palms touch, elbows touch. Inhale again. Take the arms out wide to the side, goalpost position. Open the chest, open the heart. Exhale, bring the arms back to center. Two or three more breaths like that. Just feeling, sensing the movement. And then sounding the affirmation out loud with me, and then once silently to yourself. My heart is open to give and receive love. And on your next exhalation, slowly release the arms back alongside the body. Step your feet a little closer together. And for this next balancing pose, for tree pose, make sure that your sacrum or your back is right up against the back of your kitchen sink area, so you're nice and stable there. And rooting down through the left foot, press it into the earth without locking that knee. And then bend the right knee and just bring the inside of the right foot to the lower part of the left calf. You can rest your toe on the earth even in more of a kickstand position if that feels more stable to you. And from here, you can begin to explore bringing the hands into namaste or prayer position at the heart center, and or inviting the tree to blossom in any way or shape that would feel good, taking the arms out wide to the side with palms up in prana mudra, taking the arms overhead into steeple position, the fingers intertwined and the index finger toward the sky. Just feeling the whole length of your body, feeling your connectedness to the earth and sky. And then saying the affirmation with me once aloud and then once silently. My roots run deep. I am balanced and calm. On the exhale, bring that right foot back down to the earth, both feet on the floor. Big, deep breath in and out. Inhale, tense the shoulders up towards the ears. Exhale, drop them down and back. One more time. Inhale, tense and tighten and lift the shoulders up. And exhale, let them soften and sink down the back of the body. Staying connected to your breath, begin to root deeper into the right foot. Taking tree pose on the opposite side, left knee goes out wide to the side, so the left foot to the lower right leg. Hands to heart or overhead. Just breathing in and breathing out. Rooting down into the earth, rising up toward the sky. Allowing your heart to blossom, your tree to blossom. And once again, saying the affirmation once out loud with me and then silently to yourself. My roots run deep. I am balanced and calm. And slowly lower the right foot back to the earth again. Then as you exhale next time, just moving away from the sink a bit, we'll turn now to face our kitchen sink. And we'll step back about a leg's length away from the kitchen sink. Bring our hands to the very edge of it. You can just let your fingers curl right around the edge of the sink there. We'll take a big deep breath in. And on the exhale, we'll step the right foot forward a leg's length. Grounding through the feet, on the inhale, we'll lengthen. And on the exhale, the right knee will bend. We'll take a simple warrior lunge at the sink. Staying rooted and connected to the earth. Mindful of your breath. You can continue to hold to the sink for balance and support if that feels good to you. Or if you're steady and stable and you'd like to, you can take the hands on up to the sky. And saying the affirmation again once out loud with me and then silently to yourself. I step forward into this moment with strength and grace. On the exhale next time, straighten that front leg and then press it back behind you. So just step back to the starting position, both feet together, a leg's length away from the sink. We'll take a big deep breath there. And as we exhale, we'll just hinge forward from the hips. Keep a soft bend in the knees and just hold on to the edge of the sink again. Take a half dog at the sink. So that we're in a jackknife shape position. And you can just get a really nice stretch here through the shoulders, through the back, through the hamstrings. Inhale all the way from the crown of your head to the tip of your tailbone. And exhale from the tip of your tailbone to the crown of your head. And on your next inhale, pressing your hands into the sink and your feet into the floor, lift back up into your crown. Come up to standing. And we'll exhale, changing sides, stepping forward with the left foot, a leg's length. And letting the left knee stack right over the ankle, we'll come into warrior lunge on this side. Take a breath or two as your body settles into the shape. Again, keep your hands where they are on the sink edge for support, or reach them up to the sky if you're feeling stable and steady. And repeat the affirmation with me one more time. I step forward into this moment with strength and grace. And on the next exhale, again, straighten the front leg. Inhale as you press both feet down into the floor, lift up into the crown of your head, and just step your front foot back again. Hands can come down alongside the body. And you can either stay facing the direction you're in or turn the back to the sink again, whichever feels the best. And we'll bring the palms alongside the body now, facing upward toward the sky. Let's go ahead and lift them up to shoulder height. Just extending the arms out from the heart center. Just receiving all the energy from your practice today. And as you exhale, let the palms just come to the heart center. Right hand meets left. All the fingers touch. bringing all the energy from your practice into your heart. Use it to support your body's health and wholeness, energy and vitality. And from your own infinite abundance within, send some energy outward for the good of all beings. Namaste.